So you come out on your morning jog in Battersea Park, and who'd you bump into? It's none other than Bob the Builder. Well, nearly. Neil Morrissey, hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good, thank you. And you're out here with your dog?
Yeah, I'm out here with my dog, Tiggy, and also a couple of hundred other dogs, starting this campaign for the Pedigree Adoption Drive, which is really to sort of address the terrifying stats about dogs, not just over Christmas, but throughout the year, which is something like between 5,000 and 7,000 dogs a year get put down, and over 100,000 get abandoned.
That's absolutely terrible. And obviously it's heightened at this time of year with Christmas, the slogan, give a dog for life, not just for Christmas.
Absolutely.
But it is particularly bad at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually starts around about now as well, which is the post-Christmas period, where people get a dog, realise what it's going to be like to look after a dog, and then don't want it in the house anymore. So this is a particularly strong point for the campaign, yeah. But it's throughout the year, and it's also not just through... bad purchase or circumstance, because there's so many different reasons why dogs, I mean, people may be moving house and don't want to take the dog, or they may be leaving the country, or they may be just too ill, or circumstances change so you can't afford a dog. So there's lots of reasons, and a lot of those percentages are pushed. So people shouldn't worry that they're going to get some wild abandoned street dog that's going to come and take over their house and their lives. You know,
your own dog, actually, you said you were walking Tiggy from a rescue home, wasn't he?
Yeah, Tiggy we got from the Kensal Kensal Rise Mayhew Animal Centre, and she's been with us for 3.5 years now, and she's been an absolute dreamboat. I mean, we needed to teach her one or two little bits and pieces.
Yeah, you're mopping up the kitchen floor once or twice.
Yeah, I mean, when you get a new dog, that's going to happen anyway. You know, it's just a question of training them then, you know, where they're supposed to do their doings, because they don't know until you tell them, you know.
Well, they've got loads of activities on here today. Has she done any of those?
No, because I've been caught up with all in the media fuss, so poor Tiggy's the only one who hasn't had a chance to join in all the doggy games today.
Oh, no, because I wanted to know how the Animal Activity Centre is going to work for her, but...
I don't know, because it's down there somewhere, and I've been up here doing all the media, so poor Tiggy's missed out on that. And I should have brought a coat. It's cold out today.
It's a bit nippy, isn't it?
It's a cold day for standing around. It's a great day for walking your dog.
Well, listen, I've noticed, I was looking on the internet earlier, you've never actually worked with any dogs on your shows, have you?
That's true, actually. I've never been a dog owner in any of the shows. I think there's one show I did where there was a dog that kept leaving a present for me on my front doorstep every morning. And I think I ended up chasing it up the street one day when I was particularly angry. But no, you're right, I haven't done that much doggy acting.
Well, I want to find out how well you know your TV dogs. So I've got a little quiz for you.
Okay.
You up for it?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So if it's a TV dog,
yeah,
I need a woof woof. If it's not, then it's going to have to be a meow.
Okay.
All right, so here we go then. Willard.
Woof woof.
Of course, EastEnders. Eddie.
Woof woof.
Yes, any
where
idea?
Where was Eddie from? Eddie isn't as chalky as Rick Stein. I've probably blown a question now.
No.
Eddie, I know. Frasier.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done. God, you do know. Odie.
Meow.
No.
Oh, Odie
is the dog in Garfield.
Oh, I see. I don't watch Garfield.
Ah, I see.
It's an orange cat.
It is a bit, isn't it? Salem.
Meow.
Correct. From Sabrina, Teenage Witch. You can see what I watch on telly.
Yeah.
Snowball 2.
Meow.
Correct, yeah, from The Simpsons.
Oh, is it?
Santa's Little Helper was the dog.
Exactly, that's good.
Petra.
Woof, woof. Blue Peter.
The first ever Blue Peter dog.
Yeah, exactly, my era.
I got a feeling you might get this one. Pilchard.
Pilchard's a cat.
So
meow.
There you go.
I thought if you said Scruffy, because I actually do Scruffy as well.
Do you do Scruffy? Yes. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah,
that's my Scruffy.
That's remarkably freaky. Okay, I'm a little unnerved now. Final one, Bouncer.
Bouncer.
Meow.
No.
Oh, where's Bouncer from?
Neighbours.
Oh, will you see? I was in Neighbours.
Yeah, I saw that.
I wasn't doing it. I didn't do it in Australia. I did it in London. So, of course, I never met Bouncer.
I think Bouncer's possibly dead now.
Oh, poor Bouncer.
No, it's sad.
Oh, they've probably got a replacement Bouncer, though, haven't they?
No. He's gone off to doggy heaven.
Oh, poor Bouncer.
I know. It's sad. Do you ever remember the episode where he got married?
where he got married. Bouncer, yeah, got
Bouncer
married.
There's a whole dream sequence.
No!
It's one of the most bizarre things ever.
Well, that's Neighbours.
True. Well, actually, I think you did quite well then. Out of eight, you got six right.
Hey!
You know your dogs and cats very well.
Yeah, I haven't done too bad, have I?
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you very much.
All the best with the promotion drive.
Yep. Don't forget, people can check out on the pedigreeadoptiondrive.com their local centres and circumstances. There's a lot of information there.
Yeah, and also you can check out Battersea Dogs Home website, and there's plenty of information on there as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And this is a good time as well, because 400 dogs in Battersea Dogs Home at the moment, and that's steadily increasing over the next few weeks.
There is a little Jack Russell over there. It's looking at me with doe eyes.
Yeah, go and get one. There are dogs wearing some outfits out today that said, I need a home. So go and have a look, see if you can get one.
All right, yeah. I will do. Listen, I'll let you get off to the activity centre, and I'll carry on with jog.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Cheers.